Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all right here, plus in the River Talk Radio Network. Well, it is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, if you've been gassing up or dieseling up at Sam's Club in St. C., you really want to know this. Unbelievable story. Absolutely unbelievable. And by the way, speaking about automotive, in a little bit, we're going to be having the stunt car driver himself, Raymond Kahn, who is the guy who was in the General Lee, who did that incredible leap in Kentucky, the main street, going up over the water fountain and actually through the water at the top and down the other side. Incredible video. It's pinned on our Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. It's the first post that you see. Enjoy it. It's unbelievable. More than 30,000 views just on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Absolutely unbelievable. We've got the guy. We've got the guy. And that'll be in a little bit. But back to this Sam's Club Dieselgate thing here. It's pretty bad. So I read the stories, and again, I want to thank my current wife for turning me on to this story. So I read the comments, at least some of them, on the St. Clairsville group site, one of the St. Clairsville group sites. And I thought, okay, well, let me see if I can figure this out, because Sam's Club, is, as far as I could tell, was not doing much of anything. And this is a big deal, serious problem. I'm guessing hundreds of vehicles over the course of several days trying to gas up at Sam's Club in St. C. Turns out they were dieseling up. And if you heard Johnny O this morning here, a live exclusive interview on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, he was explaining how diesel can destroy virtually everything in your automobile, and it's going to take weeks to fix or replace or repair. I mean, it's a nightmare, absolute nightmare. And yet Sam's Club, as far as I could tell, just nothing. No comments or whatever that I could tell. I didn't notice any signage. I went to the St. Clairsville Sam's Club. Didn't notice any signage. Maybe it was there. Maybe I missed it. I don't know. One of our loyal listeners just sent me a picture of one of the fuel pumps there at Sam's Club. And the 87 is covered up with a piece of paper that says, out of 87, use 93. That's it. So I go there to Sam's Club service desk. The women were very nice. I announced, you know, identified myself immediately, Dimitri, talk show host, you know, whatever, journalist. And they said, look, we can't talk with you. It's got to be a corporate thing. Understood. They gave me the phone number. But when I was there, there was one couple from Bel Air who I know, lovely people. And they had the same problem. They gassed up. It turns out they dieseled up at Sam's Club. And I thought to myself, oh, this is going to be interesting. Let's see how Sam's Club handles this. What kind of form do they hand out to them? What kind of list of things to do do they hand out to people? Maybe I can get a copy. The service desk at Sam's Club said, we don't have anything to hand out to them. And I went, what? No, we don't have anything to hand out to them. We'll take down their names and write, you know, some information, and that's pretty much it. I got the sense that they were just kind of playing it kind of ad-libbing. There was no form or anything that they had to read, nothing to hand out to their customers. You're at the mercy of whatever the customer service representative might be saying to one couple and then to another person, then to another person. Nothing in writing? Are you friggin' kidding me? How do these people know what to do? I wouldn't know what to do if I went to Sam's Club thinking I was going to gas up and I ended up getting dieseled up, ruining my car. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd call Johnny O. I'd say, Johnny, what am I doing? Nothing. I was there. I saw it. Nothing. So they gave me the phone number. Media headquarters for Sam's Club and Walmart, it's all the same big company. That went okay. I call the number for the media. Again, I'm doing it right by the book because that's what you're supposed to do. I get a recorded message. And again, I understand. Give me one second. I got a runny nose here. God, that's disgusting. Anyway, so I get a recorded message saying, you know, press one for this, press two, press three. I've got the thing. I recorded it. And I hope the Bluetooth is working here this morning. Hold on, because you need to hear this. Because this is what I did yesterday. This is what I did yesterday. Hold on, volume is up. Bluetooth, where, oh God, please make this work. All right, hold on here, folks. I'm going to try to make this thing work. You need to hear this.
If you are a customer needing assistance, please press 1 now. If you are a customer in need of Spanish-speaking translations, please press 2 now. All other calls, please listen closely, as our options have changed. If you're a member of the media, please press 3. If you're a store... Media inquiries can be submitted online at news.walmart.com/reporter. That is news.walmart.com/reporter. To repeat this information, please press pound. To go back to the main menu, media inquiries can be submitted online at news.walmart.com/reporter. That is news.walmart.com/reporter. To repeat this information.
All right. I thought to myself, okay, news.walmart.com/reporter. I listened to it 3 or 4 times, wrote it down. And again, this is Sam's Club and Walmart appearing to be very forthcoming, very easy access. So I put that URL in. DuckDuckGo and Safari and Firefox. Wouldn't work. See if you can guess why. Again, it gives you the illusion that they're very forthcoming, that they're very accessible, that, oh yeah, we're going to work with the media. I'm going to play this for you again. Listen carefully and figure out why I could actually not reach anyone in the media department at Sam's Club and Walmart. Listen carefully. This is their recording. I spent like 10 or 15 minutes trying to figure this out. It's like, what the hell am I doing wrong? Listen carefully and then see if you can figure it out.
If you are a customer needing assistance, please press 1 now. If you are a customer in need of Spanish-speaking translations, please press 2 now. All other calls, please listen closely, as our options have changed. If you're a member of the media, please press 3. If you're a store... Media inquiries can be submitted online at news.walmart.com/reporter. That is news.walmart.com/reporter. To repeat this information, please press pound.
Did you catch it?
The main media inquiries can be submitted online at news.walmart.com/reporter. That is news.walmart.com/reporter.
It took me forever to figure out what was going on. And again, this is Sam's Club, Walmart. This is a multi-billion, gazillion, trillion dollar, it's a big company. They can afford to hire the very best people in every department, and I'm sure they do. And they want to give the illusion that, oh yes, we're very accessible, we're more than happy to help you and all that. But when I did exactly what they said I should do, I couldn't get through. And I thought I was the problem. news.walmart.com/reporter. It's the wrong address. Sam's Club, Walmart, they're giving the media the wrong address. They want you to think that they're very open and forthcoming and very accessible. You heard it. But they're giving you the wrong address. One last time, just very briefly. Listen to what they say after the word news.
If you are a customer needing assistance, please press 1 now. If you are a customer in need of Spanish-speaking translations, please press 2 now. All other calls, please listen closely, as our options have changed. If you're a member of the media, please press 3. If you're a store... Media inquiries can be submitted online at news.walmart.com/reporter. That is
news.walmart.com/reporter. Wrong address. It should be news@walmart.com/reporter. It took me forever to figure this out, and I thought I was the idiot. So they want to give you the illusion that, oh, yes, we're very forthcoming, we're very accessible, this, that, and the other, and they're giving you the wrong address repeatedly for the media. And I'm sure that discouraged X amount of reporters. It's like, oh, whatever. This is Sam's Club and Walmart. Right there, that was a red flag. It's like, you got to be kidding me. This is no accident. I don't believe this is an accident at all. You're too smart for that. You're too successful for this. This is by design. So finally figured it out, sent an email, and I got a prompt response. So I got to give them credit for this. No question. And here's the email that I sent. It's to a guy named Stephen. Where did I put this here? Stephen Zapata. All right. Hi, Stephen. Let's see here. Essentially, I'm asking them for information regarding this. And he responds. Hi, Dimitri. Just saw your inquiry come across regarding the fuel station incident at the Sam's Club in St. Clairsville, Ohio. For background, a third-party fuel supplier mixed up the fuel in some of our diesel and unleaded tanks. After the club was notified of the incident, we worked to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. Please see our statement below. And the statement reads, we are actively working to address this situation and are dedicated to making things right for our affected members. We strongly encourage them to contact the club directly to submit a claim. Best, and then Stephen. Well, that tells me nothing. That tells me nothing. Again, the illusion of being forthcoming, the illusion of accessibility, the illusion of, oh, yeah, sure, sure. But it tells me nothing, so I followed up. And this was yesterday afternoon, 4:30. Hi, Stephen, thank you for this. What is the process that your customers must go through? We are seeing all sorts of online rumors and statements, maybe misstatements, regarding the claims process. Many people here in the Upper Ohio Valley are very upset and are claiming, rightly or wrongly, that Sam's essentially is making them jump through many hoops in order to make them whole. Thank you. I sent this yesterday in response, and he was their initial response was prompt. I got to give him that, and was very friendly. Tells me nothing. So I follow up with, you know, specifics. 4:30 yesterday afternoon. 4:30 this morning. Still waiting for a response. Let me check my email right now. I'm literally checking my email right now and saying, Bob Nay, Sutton in 10, Sutton, nothing. So from 4:30 yesterday afternoon to now, which is almost 8:20, the next morning, more than 12 hours, nothing. And that tells me a lot. It's the illusion that they're going to be helpful. But they don't tell you what the hell they're going to do. And the onus is all on the customer, the Sam's Club customer. This is all on you. He made a point of saying it was a third party that that was the other thing. He doesn't say how big the problem is. It says here, for background, a third-party fuel supplier mixed up the fuel in some of our diesel and unleaded tanks. This isn't just a one-tank thing. Some. What does some mean? Does it mean two? Does it mean three? Does it mean five? Does it mean all of them? Over what period of time? After the club was notified of the incident, we worked to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. That's past tense. We worked to resolve the issue. How many fuel tanks are we talking about? How long has this been going on? Is this the first time this has happened? And what are the people supposed to do? I was there at the counter yesterday. They're not even handing out a sheet of what to do and what not to do. This is unbelievable. More on this later.